What's up, everybody? You now tuned in to Leave a Message with Roshan Lindsay.
If bullying is in session and you having any questions, leave a message, leave a message, leave a message, leave a message. If bullying is in session and you having any questions, leave a message, leave a message, leave a message. Yeah, yeah.
And today we're going to talk about something that's very important, and it's from a caller that I totally understand where they're coming from. So let's just listen up, tune in, and see what they have to share.
Good morning, Mr. Lindsay. My concern today for bullying is adult bullying. Do we have any answers for adult bullying? Thank you.
Thank you for listening in. We're going to jump right straight into this topic. And today we're talking about being bullied in the workplace. Are you being bullied at the workplace? Do you know what to do if someone bullies you at work? Now, we're talking about adults. Another adult bullying another adult. How do you handle it? We can't go upside people's heads. We can't cuss people out. We need our jobs. We need to conduct ourselves in a certain way. But at the same time, we can't let people bully us. We can't let people push us around. We have to stand up for ourselves, and we have to confront situations so that we may work in a workplace where we feel safe and we feel free from any harassment or any hurt. Now, just to get started in this, one thing I want to encourage you guys to do, first thing before we get into the more practical things, but the first thing is I want to encourage you to pray for the person. That's right, pray for the person. Lift them up. It's obviously that something is going on with them. It's obviously that there's some hurt that they're dealing with. You may not even be the problem. They may be facing something at home. They may be dealing with something in their family. This doesn't give them the right nor the privilege to bully anyone. No one should be bullied. But at the same time, we want to have mercy and compassion towards them, because you never know what someone is going through. So I just want to encourage you, and it may be hard for some, but I want to encourage you to lift them up in prayer. Father, whatever they're going through, I just ask that you make a way. I ask that you heal their heart. I ask you, Father God, that you give us unity in the workplace, that you give us peace, that you give us the opportunity to communicate and talk with one another, to share how I feel and to see what they're going through, and to hopefully bring it to a solution that will allow us to work together. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. That's pretty much it. Pray for those who may come to work with attitudes, those who may come to work doing certain things that causes you to feel uncomfortable. Now, we're going to get to the addressing part, but I just want to put that out there first. Now, one thing I want to talk about with being bullied at the workplace is social bullying. Social bullying. Now, social bullying is a little different from verbal bullying. It's a little different from physical bullying. And it's, of course, a little different than cyberbullying. Now, most people do social bullying at work. This is where it's a social environment where they turn people against you, or they belittle you with other people so that other people will see you a certain way. Kind of getting people to team up on you, or to get everyone to be on their side rather than your side, to make you feel small or to feel weak, or just make you feel bad while you're at work. So this is social bullying. The reason why a lot of adults use social bullying as well is because they can't lose their job if they hit you. They can't lose their job if they fuss or cuss you out and a supervisor, someone sees them. So they try to use social bullying sometimes to turn people against you. Now, they may do some verbal bullying. They may say some things. It's rare that you see physical bullying, but it definitely happens sometimes. So those are some key bullies. But social bullying has the highest rate when it comes to bullying another adult in the workplace. Now, outside of praying, we want to talk about the number one thing, addressing it. You definitely want to confront someone. You definitely want to tell someone immediately to stop what they're doing. You don't like what they're doing. And a lot of these we share with the kids. They still work with adults as well. So you want to confront them. You want to be direct. You want to be not aggressive, but you want to be assertive. You want to let them know, look them dead in their eyes, that you're not going to tolerate it. You're not going to stand for it. And I appreciate if you stop doing what you're doing. Stop harassing me. Stop hurting my feelings. Stop doing certain things to turn people against me, because it hurts my feelings. I feel uncomfortable. It makes me feel some type of way while I'm trying to do my job. We don't have to be friends. We don't even have to talk. But what we do have to do is work together. And in order for me to work together with you comfortably, I'm going to need you to stop harassing me. Stop harassing me. Now, with that being said, direct and being assertive and not being timid or being scared can stop, I say, about a good 15-20% of people who bully in the workplace. Now, you got some who are a little hard-headed, you got some who are dealing with certain things, and this is their only avenue of expressing that hurt that they have, so they're going to be a little harder to convince. So you want to move to the next day. Outside of prayer, outside of going straight to them, being assertive and telling them to stop, you want to give them a warning. You want to give them a warning. Warn them that you will have to go to the supervisor. You will have to go to the leaders. You will have to go to someone that is above you guys, so that you will have to nip this in the bud. Now, this is the warning. This is the warning. Now, you already told them to stop. You already prayed for them, and you should continue to pray for them. But you are at a place now where you're giving them a warning. We understand that people have jobs. People have families. People have bills, you know. So people need to keep their job so that they can pay their bills, so they can feed their families. You know, so many people go through so much. And again, this is not being passive. This is not being a person that lets people run over them. But it's just that compassion piece that you'll be amazed at how you can turn a person's heart around when you're being compassionate, when you're giving them a warning, when you're praying for them and allowing God to do something behind the scenes. So that warning is like the kind of the final straw. So hopefully you give the person the warning and they stop. Now, the first one was like 15-20%. This is normally a 30-40, even a 50% rate of a person stop bullying, because they start to see that if this person tells on me, I can lose my job. If this person tells on me, I have issues at home with my spouse. I have issues at home feeding my kids. I have issues at home paying the rent, the light bill. So sometimes this rate is a little higher because they feel threatened in their own personal life of being fired or losing their money. So this one works a little bit faster. Now, you're doing this. Now, that other rate, because we're not at 100%, some people feel like that's a threat. When you warn someone to stop, even though they're causing the bullying, that's a threat. Some people take that as a threat, so they get even more aggressive. They get even more aggressive. I want to warn you about this. Warning someone can cause someone to heighten the bullying. Not just turning people against you, but sabotaging you at work, you know, telling on you before you could tell on them about something, lying, you know. So you have to be prepared for this, you know. So this is something I want to encourage you about. When you give someone a warning, feel comfortable to share with another coworker that this person is harassing you, that this person is bullying you. Now, this is a little insurance, just in case this person tried to go before you and tell the supervisor and lie on you. You want to have a little insurance. So you want to be at a place where you can talk to a trusted now coworker that you're being bullied, that they're harassing you, that they're sabotaging you at work, that they're turning people against you. Someone that you click with, someone that you're cool with, so that when you give this person the warning, you'll be prepared just in case you both get sat down in the office or get sat down in front of leadership or a supervisor, just in case they try to flip the script on you. Now, with that being said, you're praying for them. Yes, you're being assertive. You go straight to them. You give them the warning, and they still increase the bullying. Unfortunately, this is a time where you have to go to a supervisor. You have to go to leadership. You have to address the situation. You have to share clearly what is happening, what is taking place, and you have to be clear with your words about what's going on. Now, in saying that, this is where the insurance comes in. That this is where, just in case a trusted co-worker may have come in, well, do you have any proof? Do you have any witnesses? Do you have any evidence that this person is harassing you? Or is it just he say, she say? How do I know that this person is harassing you? Okay, how do I know you just ain't just have a conflict one day, but this is actually going on repeatedly, harassment? this is where your assurance come in, where that other coworker that you trust may have to come in and share a little bit as well. So hopefully we're at a place where the supervisor bring you guys in, sit you down, and have a discussion. You done tried everything you can do to not get them involved, but now you're at a place where you have to get them involved, so it is what it is. You guys sit down and you talk with the supervisor. Now, hopefully that they work at a place, or you guys work at a place, excuse me, that the supervisor is a nice supervisor. They give them a warning. They conduct themselves with a positive attitude, but trying to nip the problem in the bud and give them a warning, and they, you know, send you guys back to work and not just fire them off the cuff. So hopefully that doesn't happen. So we're praying that they keep their job. We're just praying that they change their behavior. Now, in saying that, if the supervisor give you guys a warning, give them a warning, and you guys go back to work and they leave you alone for like a couple of weeks, but they started up again, I want you to repeat the steps. Repeat the steps. Don't go straight to the supervisors. Like, look, they still doing it. Repeat the steps. Okay? Because you want to give them another opportunity. I know a lot of people may not feel like they deserve all these opportunities or deserve, you know, a chance to redeem themselves or anything like that. But I just want to encourage you guys to have compassion. Know that some people may need a little push in the kindness department by expressing how you feel when they do this, expressing to them that it hurts when they harass you, it hurts when they sabotage you at work, it hurts when they turn people against you, and they wouldn't like someone doing that to them. So would you please stop? And I've been praying for you to continue this job in a more positive way, because you're good at doing this, you're good at doing that. You want to give them some type of encouragement. You know what? You turn yourself in pretty fast. You're pretty good on that phone. I watch how you talk with these group of people. You're pretty good at that. And you should continue working that way as you stop harassing me, because you're good at it. You don't need to do all that. With all that positivity, with all that encouragement, if they continue, you got to go to the supervisor. And most jobs, most places give you 2 strikes, 3 strikes, you're out. Unfortunately, if they have to transition to another job eventually, or they have to transition, you know, to another department or something like that, just hopefully will be their wake-up call and they stop harassing you, and hopefully this will give them the insight of that their behavior is not appropriate at the workplace. I hope this helps. This is Roshan Lindsay. You are tuned in to Leave a Message. If you have any questions about bullying, I love this question, bullying in the workplace, because we're not talking about kids. We're talking about adults, and adults do bully. So if you have any questions, please contact me at 757-447-4238. And leave us a message about bullying. Any question that you want to leave us, any praise report, any testimonies. And we also want to talk about questions dealing with the anti-bullying match card game. If you don't have one, please get one at antibullyingmatchcardgame.com. We have comic books that deal with all 4 types of bullying: cyberbullying, physical bullying, verbal bullying, now social bullying. So go there and you can get those as well. Please go to our YouTube page where you can subscribe, hit that notification bell, and we'll let you know where our upcoming videos, our upcoming podcasts, and our announcements on anti-bullying. We just want to encourage the world to be kind, to love one another. Let's live in unity in our community. This is Roshan Lindsay once again signing out. Want to encourage you guys to have a blessed week. Peace.